理课堂听 class.com。
Don't stop.
Number three. 你说的太多了，闭嘴。
You talk too much. Shut up.
Step one. Listening carefully. 仔细地听。
You talk too much. Shut up.
You talk too much. Shut up.
You talk too much. Shut up.
Step 2. Repeating. 请跟着我们读。
You talk too much. Shut up.
You talk too much. Shut up.
You talk too much. Shut up.
Step 3. Simultaneous speaking. 请跟着我们同时朗读。
You talk too much. Shut up. You talk too much. Shut up. You talk too much. Shut up.
Number 4. 我想去上法学院，那是我的梦想。
I want to go to law school. That's my dream.
Step 1. Listening carefully.仔细地听。
I want to go to law school. That's my dream.
I want to go to law school. That's my dream.
I want to go to law school. That's my dream.
Step 2. Repeating. 请跟着我们读。
I want to go to law school. That's my dream.
I want to go to law school. That's my dream.
I want to go to law school. That's my dream.
Step 3. Simultaneous speaking.请跟着我们同时朗读。
I want to go to law school. That's my dream. I want to go to law school. That's my dream. I want to go to law school. That's my dream.
Here's the rest.
Hey, this is Carl.Have fun with more crazy exercises.
Okay, 就是卡尔又来到我们的录音室，他说请大家能够啊更快乐的这个进行发音的训练。Okay.
Number 5. 我从未想过我会出国。
I have never thought that I would go abroad.
Step 1. 第一步。Listening carefully.
I have never thought that I would go abroad.
I have never thought that I would go abroad.
I have never thought that I would go abroad.
Step 2, 第二步, repeating, 跟着我们读.
I have never thought that I would go abroad.
I have never thoughtThat I would go abroad.
I have never thought that I would go abroad.
Step 3. Simultaneous speaking. 请跟我跟 Carl 疯狂的同时朗读，请站起来。One, two, three.
I have never thoughtThat I would go abroad. I have never thought that I would go abroad. I have never thought that I would go abroad.
好像这句话是这个出国时代的一个口号，大家都到国外去吧 ，Go abroad。Number six， 晚饭后他总是去散会儿步。
He always takes a walk after dinner.
Step one, listening.
He always takes a walk after dinner.
He always takes a walk after dinner.
He always takes a walk after dinner.
Step two, repeating. 请跟着我们读。
He always takes a walk after dinner.
He always takes a walk after dinner.
He always takes a walk after dinner.
下面又来到了令人刺激的同时大声朗读时间，由我和卡尔带动全国成千上万的朋友给我们苦练发音。One, two, three.
He always takes a walk after dinner. He always takes a walk after dinner. He always takes a walk after dinner.
Oh, that's cool, you know, you should always take a walk after dinner. It's good for your health.
Keeps you fit.
Keeps you fit. 让你身体健康。吃完饭以后要散一下步。Number seven, 我已经和他们都谈过了。
I already talked to them all.
Step one, listening carefully. 仔细听。
I already talked to them all.
I already talked to them all.
I already talked to them all.
Step two, repeating. 请跟着我们读。
I already talked to them all.
I already talked to them all.
I already talked to them all.
Step 3, simultaneous speaking. 请跟着我们同时朗读。One, two, three.
I already talked to them all. I already talked to them all. I already talked to them all.
Number eight, 保罗从大厅走过来。
Paul walked down the hall.
Paul walked down the hall.
Paul walked down the hall.
Step two, repeating, 请跟着我们读。
Paul walked down the hall.
Paul walked down the hall.Down the hall.
Paul walked down the hall.
Step three. 请跟我跟卡尔疯狂的同时朗读，准备好了吗？站起来，一起来。One, two, three.
Paul walked down the hall. Paul walkeddown the hall. Paul walked down the hall.
Number nine, 他的女儿都长得高。
His daughters are all tall.
真有这种情况，我碰到一个家庭，哇，三个女儿都有将近一米七啊。哎，那个时候就可以说His daughters are all tall. 我们来看第一步 Step one, listening.
His daughters are all tall.
His daughters are all tall.
His daughters are all tall.
Step 2. Repeating, 请跟着我们读。
His daughters are all tall.
His daughters are all tall.
His daughters are all tall.
Step 3. Simultaneous speaking. 请跟着我跟 Jing 同时朗读 1, 2, 3.
His daughters are all tall. His daughters are all tall. His daughters are all tall.
Number 10. 我们总是打仗，从未考虑过和平。
We always fought and never thought about peace.
Step 1. Listening.
We always fought and never thought about peace.
We always fought and never thought about peace.
We always fought and never thought about peace.
Step 2. Repeating. 请跟着我们读。
We always fought and never thought about peace.
We always fought and never thought about peace.
We always fought and never thought about peace.
Step 3, 第三步。Simultaneous speaking, 同时大声朗读，请站起来和我们读 1, 2, 3.
We always fought and never thought about peace. We always fought and never thought about peace. We always fought and never thought about peace.
第四部分 ,Jing's most favorite sentences. Number 1, 这全是我的错,我非常抱歉。
It's all my fault. I'm awfully sorry. Please forgive me.
It's all my fault. I'm awfully sorry. Please forgive me. 啊,真的很有用。我们请 Jing 以最慢最慢 ,slowly as possible, 再读一遍。
It's...All my fault. I'm awfully sorry. Please forgive me.
Naturally, please.
It's all my fault. I'm awfully sorry.Please forgive me.
As quickly as possible.
It's all my fault. I'm awfully sorry. Please forgive me.
Number 2. 我的儿媳妇是个律师。
My daughter-in-law is a lawyer.
My daughter-in-law is a lawyer. 我的儿媳妇是个律师。As slowly as possible.
My daughter-in-law is a lawyer.
Naturally, please.
My daughter-in-law is a lawyer.
As quickly as possible.
My daughter-in-law is a lawyer.
第五部分，李阳老师最喜欢的句子 Number 1.抱歉这么晚打电话给你，但是我真的得给你谈一谈。
I'm sorry for calling you this late, but I really have to talk to you.
非常长的一个句子，但是很有用。我们来请 Jean 慢慢的、夸张的再读一遍 ，slowly exaggerate.
I'm sorry for calling you this late, but I really have to talk to you.
Naturally.
I'm sorry for calling you this late, but I really have to talk to you.
As quickly as possible.
I'm sorry for calling you this late, but I really have to talk to you.
Number two, 差不多完成了。
It's almost finished.
Is this sentence useful?
Especially if you procrastinate, yes.
特别是当你拖延的时候很有用。哎呦，差不多完了，差不多完了。It's almost finished. Number three. 我到的时候他已经走了。
She had already gone when I arrived.
As slowly as possible.
She...had already gone when I arrived.
Naturally, please.
She had already gone when I arrived.
As quickly as possible.
She had already gone when I arrived.
She had already gone when I arrived.
She had already gone. Wow.
是一个很复杂的语法句子，用了过去完成时。She had already gone when I arrived. 我到的时候，她已经走了。
Watch out for that! Oh,
dream! 第六部分，疯狂集中练嘴，这是一个新的发明，非常有效。首先，请 Jean 来和我配合。
Talk.
谈论。
Fault.
过错毛病。
Abroad.
在国外。
Almost.
几乎差不多。
Already.
已经。那么我单独来做一遍。Talk, 谈论。Fault, 过错毛病。Abroad, 在国外。Almost, 几乎差不多。Already, 已经。哇，每天早晨起来练练这个发音很舒服，每天晚上睡觉前也可以练一练，起床后睡觉前是练习发音的最佳时间。下面我再次请来了 Carl. Hello, Carl.
Hey, Teacher Lee, how are you?
Hey, fine, great. Everything's going great. How are you?
Not bad.
不错不错了。好，我们请 Carl 来进行下面五个发音的训练。Number six.
Awful.
糟糕的。Number seven.
Caution.
警告。Number eight.
Broadcast.
广播播送。Number nine.
Small.
小的。Number ten.
Awkward.
Awkward, 尴尬的。我再来一遍。Awful, 糟糕的。Caution, 警告。Broadcast, 广播播送。Small, 小的。Awkward, 尴尬的。下面我跟这个 Car,Each lie, read together. Number one. Talk. 谈论。Number two. Fault. 过错毛病。Number three. Abroad. 在国外。 Number four.
Almost.
几乎差不多。Number five.
Already.
已经。Number six.
Awful.
糟糕的。Number seven.
Caution.
警告。Number eight.
Broadcast.
广播播送。Number nine.
Small.
小的。Number ten.
Awkward.
尴尬的。
Congratulations, my dear friends all over China. You did it.
哎，所有全国学习英语的朋友，你们好，祝贺你们，你们成功了。为什么呢？因为你们模仿了这盒录音带，只要你能够从头听到尾，从头喊到尾，就算成功了。
Maybe the tape sounds boring, but I promise that this is the best way to learn.
也许这个袋子听起来有点比较枯燥，但是我向你保证，这是学习的最好的办法。
Close your books, close your eyes, relax and repeat.
啊，合上你的书啊，闭上你的眼睛，放松，来重复，跟着我们学。
Before you know it, you'll be speaking good English.
啊，不知不觉，在你察觉之前呢，发现，哇，你的英语已经有了长足的进步。
Good luck！
最后，我跟 Jane 祝全国学习英语的朋友一路顺风，好运啊，经常伴随着你。OK， 我们下个磁带，下盘磁带再见。See you next time.
See you next time.
Time goes slow and time goes fast. I can feel you looking back at me. See how I've done. What is it eating at you? Makes you want to be now I've gone. You look so bright.Tonight, it's so bright. Tonight, it's so bright. Tonight, you see those cars.